أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فتبسم ضاحكا من قولها وقال رب أوزعني أن أشكر نعمتك التي أنعمت علي وعلى والدي وأن أعمل صالحا ترضاه وأدخلني برحمتك في عبادك الصالحين. صدق الله العظيم. Guides, before this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had begun to explain some of the great ni'mas that Allah had granted Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu was salam. That Allah Rabbul Izzat had granted him control over the jinnat and obviously insan, and together with that with the birds. And Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu was salam passes by a place where there were lots of ants, and one of the ants said to the other, that enter your homes, that it shouldn't happen that Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam crushes you whilst he is unaware. Continuing with that, Allah Rabbul Izzah says, فَتَبَسَّمَ ضَاحِكًا مِّن قَوْلِهَا. Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam smiled and laughed at the words that that ant had said. And here again, Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam understood the language or the speech of the ant. And over and above that, he could hear that ant. And this was a very great ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And his smiling and his laughing was elation and joy over this great ni'mat that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had bestowed upon him. And immediately Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam teaches us a very, very important lesson, that when one recalls a ni'mat of Allah, or when one observes a ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one thinks of it, then immediately we need to turn towards Allah, making shukr to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. But Sulaiman alayhi salatu wa salam does not make shukr to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, but he says, Rabbi awzi'ani an ashkura ni'mataka allati an'amta alayya wa ala waliday. O Allah, grant me the ability that I may make shukr for the ni'mah that you have granted me and you had granted my father. So one is to make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and one is to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the ability to make shukr. And here the Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam teaches us that no matter how much shukr we make to Allah, no matter how much we are appreciative of the ni'mats of Allah, whatever state of gratefulness we may be, that is not sufficient. We should seek from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala a greater status of shukr for all the great ni'mats that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had granted. Now Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam makes this dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah Rabbul Izzat grants him the ability to make shukr. And then the second dua he makes, وَأَنْ أَعْمَلَ صَالِحًا تَرْضَى. And that Allah, you grant me the ability that I practice righteously, such practice, tarda, which you are pleased with. Which you are pleased with, many of the ulama have explained, that O Allah, which you accept. So one is ibadat that we make to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the other is ibadat that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts. And obviously in these days and this month of Hajj, we will recall Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, when he built the Baytullah, such a great deed, such a great act in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, such a noble task that was accomplished. But at the same time, he also showed us the very same lesson, رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا. O Allah, accept from us. So one is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us the ability to carry out an ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah grants us any other ni'mat, for that we should make shukr to Allah Rabbul Izzat. And whenever we make an ibadat, we should also seek and beseech Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept this ibadat. And that is in actual fact the lives of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, that every word they uttered, every word they spoke, there was a lesson for mankind till the day of Qiyamah. Then we will also understand another important aspect, that first he made dua of shukr, then he made dua of amal. The ulama have explained that if one cannot express one's gratitude to Allah, one will never be able to practice righteously those deeds that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be pleased with. That is why Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu often said that man makes ibadat. One ibadat he makes because he fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's adab. And that is the ibadat of a slave. That a slave will carry out the task that the master has given because he fears rebuke or he fears punishment from the master. Then one is a person carries out ibadat for the sake of reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is in actual fact the ibadat and the doings of a business person, that everything has to be profit. So he does something so that he may get a return. But he said the ibadat that is a real and true ibadat is when one expresses one's gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is, we will see our whole ibadat is like that. Our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam stood in his tahajjud salat, and when he was asked why till your feet become swollen, you continue to make the ibadat of Allah, he also expressed the same thing. Afala akunu abdan shakura, should I not be an appreciative servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So we perform our salat, that is a bodily ibadat, that is an expression of gratitude to Allah for the body that Allah has given us. We give our sadaqat, our lillahs, our zakat, etc., our qurbani, that is an expression of the monetary, the wealth that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given. So we express a gratitude for that also. And like that, Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam makes the next dua, wa adkhilni bi rahmatika fi ibadika salihin, which appears here on the mihrab also, that, O Allah, cause me to enter solely through your grace, solely through your rahmah, fi ibadika salihin, amongst your pious servants. And here Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam teaches us the last lesson, and that is, O Allah, if you grant us Jannat, we were not rightful of it. In other words, we were not worthy of it. We didn't have a right to enter it. But, O Allah, it is solely because of your rahmah. And our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, that none of you will enter Jannah by your actions and your deeds, but by the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we should not think that we entitled to Jannat, but it is a rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And such Jannat, O Allah, he was a Nabi of Allah, but Allah raised me to that ranks where I will be with your pious servants. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.